not too far away from the Major League Baseball trading deadline. What will it be like this year? Will it be a free-for-all? Well, let's find out more right now as we're joined on the Tiller and Ride telephone line by Steve Adams of Major League Baseball TradeRumors.com. Steve, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, always great talk with you this time of year, especially. It's a crazy time because when you look around Major League Baseball, well, I guess it depends on your perspective. There's either there are a lot of teams in the race or there's a lot of mediocrity.
Yeah, there's kind of unrivaled parity throughout the game this year, especially in the American League, where you look up and down a lot of the divisions and most of them are separated by a span of five games throughout the top three teams, or in the case of the AL East, I think six games throughout the entire division. So there aren't necessarily a lot of teams that stand out as concrete buyers or sellers heading into this year's deadline just yet.
Yeah, and a lot of teams, too, are sort of treading that middle ground. They want to buy, but they're also willing to sell. They want to help themselves for this year, but they don't want to mortgage the future. But let's start with the American League, Steve. Are there a couple of teams that have to make a move? This year is their year, and they need to do something to be able to get to the postseason.
Yeah, I think so. I think the Blue Jays stand out to me as that team that really needs to. Alex Anthopoulos has done a nice job as the general manager there, but he's kind of continually made big pushes to try to put a contender on the field and fallen a bit short. This year, they're scoring the most runs of anybody in baseball by a long shot. It's not even close. But the pitching staff is just not getting it done whatsoever. I think they have a 4.45 or 4.46 ERA from their starting rotation in the first half. And the bullpen's been problematic, too. I think given the potent offense that they have there, they kind of have to do something to try to pull in some arms to bolster that pitching staff and push them to the top of what's right now looking like a fairly and uncharacteristically weak AL East.
Houston Astros, their talented young team, has arrived a little bit ahead of schedule here, although the Angels did pass them for the top spot in the West here at the All-Star break. But would the Astros be a team that sees this opportunity and decides to take some action?
Yeah, I think they will. Again, they're a team that could stand to upgrade the pitching staff. The lineup is going to get a bit of a boost when Jed Lowrie comes back from the DL shortly after the All-Star break. George Springer will be back eventually. But they lost six straight heading into the All-Star game. So, like you said, the Angels passed them up in that final Sunday of the first half, and they have gotten some pretty shaky production out of the back two or three spots of that rotation. They've already been linked to some of the top names on the market, Cole Hamels, Johnny Cueto, Scott Kazmir, and they do, as everyone knows, have a pretty deep and rich farm system, even after promoting guys like Carlos Correa and Lance McCullers. So they absolutely have the pieces to go do so. They have a need. I don't know if they'll mortgage the entire farm system because the whole point of this rebuild has been sustainable contention, but I do think they have the pieces to move maybe some of those second-tier prospects that they have, not their top guys, and improve the 2015 club.
Let's look over in the National League, Steve. Oh, boy, the Pirates playing some great baseball heading into the break. And Theo Epstein's got a potential playoff team in the Cubs. If he can make a move, are they among the likely big shoppers at the deadline?
Yeah, and I think another team to add to that be, again, in that NL Central, the Pirates, the Cardinals, and the Cubs. I mean, all three of them really are kind of three of the better teams in the National League. Pirates could certainly use an upgrade in right field. Losing Josh Harrison for better part of 2 months is going to compromise their infield depth and their outfield depth, so they could stand to add in that regard. I think the Cubs, have been on the lookout for bullpen help. They've signed Rafael Soriano to a minor league deal, but are probably still going to be active on the bullpen front and probably looking to add to that rotation, possibly left field as well. And then, you look at the Cardinals, they have injuries up and down that lineup. But they're still, holding toward the top of that division. I think if you start to see them slip or if the race, tightens up a little bit, how quickly some of those guys that are injured, the Matt Holliday's, Jaime Garcia's, out in St. Louis could very well dictate, just how active they're going to be come the end of the month. But I think if they are active, it'll probably come the last two or three days of the trading season once they kind of have a feel or as good of a feel as they possibly can for when they're going to get some of those, some of their better injured players back.
We're talking with Steve Adams of MLBTradeRumors.com. You mentioned Hamels, Cueto, the usual suspects, Kazmir, maybe a guy like Sonny Gray, but is there much offense out there available for shoppers?
There, it depends on how a few teams go, honestly. Right now, it's a bit up in the air, but you know, there's one team or a couple of teams, but one team for me in particular that is going to be of interest to watch in the next 2 to 3 weeks is going to be the Padres. They had a really, really active offseason, obviously. Grabbed a lot of headlines when things haven't gone as they've planned. They right now don't look like contenders for the National League West. I think you could see them move some of their shorter-term pieces, and that would include Justin Upton. Obviously, that's not the way that, you know, first-year GM A.J. Preller really wanted that trade to work out. But they have a lot of pieces in there that are long-term assets, as well as a lot of short-term, you know, pieces, and they could do something similar to, you know, what we saw last year with the Red Sox and the A's, or with the Tigers trading for David Price as well, moving, you know, pieces off of their major league roster in order to, you know, keep themselves respectable, but then also build for the future as well. So I think, yeah, we can see maybe somebody like Justin Upton become available if the Padres don't turn things around really quickly.
Red Sox are in an interesting situation. They're not playing great baseball, although they've had a decent stretch over the last 20 games or so. Only 6.5 out, but a lot of teams to pass in the wild card standings. But then an AL East that, as you said, is really underperforming. They're kind of caught in a bind here because they also need a lot. Starting pitching, some bullpen help as well, and battling some recent injuries.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Ben Cherington has kind of been one of the leaders of this move away from traditional buying and selling. He's shown in the past, whether it was trading John Lester in a year where they were, you know, toward the bottom of the division, and receiving Yoenis Cespedes as opposed to the standard young prospect that you might expect to see in that kind of a trade. He moved in a year when they were contending, again dealt from his major league roster 2 years ago when he traded Jose Iglesias. He's a guy who doesn't really have any qualms about moving from that major league roster in order to strengthen his current chances, but also to bolster the major league product in the short term. So I think, yes, you can see, even if they don't look necessarily like contenders, they'll have pieces that they can move. You know, there aren't a lot of major league assets on that club that are extremely appealing, but if you look at the bullpen, Alexi Ogando, Junichi Tozawa, even Koji Uehara, all three of those guys, if they decide they want to sell but also, you know, bring back some major league talent to help the roster in the short term, all three of those guys would be really appealing to a large number of clubs that are looking for bullpen help.
Yeah, speaking of bullpen help, the starters get a lot of the recognition and a lot of the talk, but you look at last year and a guy like Andrew Miller that was such a key piece of the Orioles' run to the division title. Is there a guy of that caliber in the bullpen somewhere that could be a difference maker for teams?
Yeah, I think everybody's going to be watching what the Reds do with Aroldis Chapman. For my money, he's the best closer in baseball. He certainly throws as hard as anybody in the game. He has 1 year left on his contract before free agency after this season, and it won't be a cheap year by any means. He's already earning about $8.1 million this year. He'll get another big boost in arbitration, so you can see him making upwards of $11 or $12 million next year. The Reds don't think they're going to contend in 2016, and right now it certainly doesn't look like they're going to. There's no real sense for them to have an $11 or $12 million closer on their roster. And his value is probably not going to be any higher than it is, you know, in the next 18 days. So Chapman's the name to watch for, you know, impact bullpen arms that can really you know, turn the tide of a pennant race and also have a huge, huge impact in the postseason.
Well, it's going to be an interesting few weeks. So follow MLBTradeRumors.com for all the latest information. Steve Adams, great talking with you as always, and we'll check back in with you again as we get close to the deadline.
That sounds great. Thanks a lot, Rich. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Steve. 16. 16-